This Thursday morning, later today, the SC4 Board of Trustees will meet. They will be signing off on the agreement with the city of Marysville that will bring several sports facilities to Marysville. The mayor of Marysville, Wayne Pyden, is with us right now. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is a big deal for Marysville, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very much so. As our city manager has stated, our park system is good. This intergovernmental agreement will make them great.
Mm-hmm.
There are facilities that we just can't do by ourselves. However, with the partnership with the college, we'll be able to provide enhanced recreational opportunities for all residents, including youth soccer, for one, is going to benefit from this. I'm sure the Little League is going to benefit from this, and I would also like to see long range. One of the things I would like to see, and I'm sure there's others, we have that band shell in the park, the way it's configured in a bowl, so to speak. I'd like to see maybe more arts coming to the park, especially like the college orchestra. I don't want to say band, but the college orchestra, Sunday afternoons or whatever, performing, bring back what was available in times past that haven't been, there, to begin with.
Yeah, a lot of opportunity there.
Yes.
Where are the soccer fields going to be? Kind of walk us through what the changes are and how it affects Marysville Park.
Well, Morton Park is a park that is underutilized. I think that would be the best way to describe it. We have a ball field there and a few other, facilities. What is being proposed is that we will have a college-grade soccer field surrounded by we would like to see a six-lane track. The college had proposed that initially. However, we do have some, I don't want to determine in a negative sense, issues, but there is some land acquisition that we're working on so that we can see it to be the soccer field surrounded by a six-lane track.
Mm-hmm.
If not, a four-lane track is acceptable, and we don't have to deal with that. What it does is, due to its size, being a college soccer field, we can take care of, let's say, when it's not being used, the young youth.
Mm-hmm.
We can have, as I understand it, three fields that can go east and west instead of north and south. And then, of course, when the older youth, come in, they can use the, entire field. We're also looking at in the city park, which I always want to see, and it's great. One of our fields will be the home of the Lady Skippers. And I hope to see a sign soon that says Marysville City Park, and right underneath it has home of the Lady Skippers. And then I think as our partnership grows, our relationship grows, what resources we have to pull together, like I say, I'd like to see, the band show. I think that's a great, that's a great thing. Arts are important, and sometimes they aren't emphasized, but I do think we have an opportunity here to bring the college into the park. I'd like to see that. It's, my personal vision of that, but time will tell.
Time will tell, indeed. And time will bring spring before too much longer, and then you can get some of those road projects going in Marysville.
We've got, we've awarded contract on 6th Street and on 4th Street to start as soon as the weather breaks. We do have Cuttle Road in our sights, but I think the funding from that we're getting doesn't come in till 21,
mm-hmm.
so not this year. I know that we'd like to see it this year. However, we have to work with, the funding that's coming to us.
Right.
Enbridge is going to bring in a lot of equipment or is starting to bring in a lot of equipment for the river crossing. I think that's going to take place here in March. And I do think that we've invited some Enbridge officials to make a presentation to council on our last meeting here in February.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, got a little text. We've got a new business coming into town. Don't know how long, other than maybe a spring opening, whatever spring opening means. But the main focus there will be Elegant Cupcakes.
Okay.
I'm sure there's others. The individual involved has been doing some testing with soup, sandwiches, et cetera, down in St. Clair. But I think the big draw will be the Elegant Cupcakes.
All right. Business development's gone pretty well in Marysville the last year or so, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. And I would like to see, as we grow, the business community grows, which brings up an event that's coming up. We're having a breakfast with our business community on the 27th of February, 7 o'clock in the morning. It's pitched as meet and greet the mayor, but it's really a time to rally the forces. We need participation by the business community. We need to have them get more involved with a couple of activities that we've done, that they've done in the past, and looking forward to what we could be doing. Hot Wheels Weekend has always been a big draw. As a matter of fact, I think if I'm correct, we're going to see Paul Revere and the Raiders this year.
Cool.
Those of us who know Paul Revere and the Raiders are.
Right.
Christmas in the Park.
Yep.
We had a good year. We had good participation. We'd like to see that grow. And it's just not limited to Marysville businesses. We'd like to see businesses throughout the county, community groups. The churches have participated. And maybe we'd like to encourage, maybe from all school districts, the art class or something to, I'm sure they can come up with something to show that, you know, their talents. That's just, you know, a couple of things, you know, that we've got on, you know, got on tap and going forward. And the other thing, too, about the breakfast, I'm not asking anybody, you know, you got to give so much or whatever. We're not asking for money as much as I want to see community involvement. The business community is important to us. If there are things you're having problems with that we can look at, see if we have solutions to those problems, definitely that I'd like to see that happen.
Yeah, yeah. And when is that going to be, the breakfast?
It's Thursday, February, these dates. It's got to be the 27th.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm just, that it's sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay. And it's 7 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. City has mailed out flyers, I believe, as of yesterday, and Councilman Shirky and Councilman Weston, and I believe myself, we're going to go door-to-door and hand out some of these flyers. I mean, then people can, you know, put a face to them. We would like to see a lot of, you know, participation. And that involves all our... I had a nice conversation at the last meeting with council about my views on, you know, boards and commissions. And simply, I do have some appointments to make. Admittedly, I don't know, you know, these people, but they've been around, you know, for some time, and I respect that. However, I think as we move forward, participate. If you don't want to participate, that's fine. We can fill your place.
Right, let somebody else.
We might have to really work at it. But the thing is like for the beautification, that's another thing I like to see the business council get involved with. You know, adopt a sign that... the Beautification Commission will put in, you know, will buy the annual plannings, and we in turn will do, you know, different plannings for the signs that we have throughout the, you know, throughout the town.
Yeah.
One of which, we have a sign that says, "Welcome to Marysville," near Meyer, the driveway that goes into the gas station.
Okay.
However, it's well hidden. I mean, you go buy it before there was a sign
right,
there.
Right.
I would like to see us develop that in line with others that we have throughout. And it's not a big expense. I mean, we're talking some dirt, and I'm sure we have some rocks laying around, you know, to build a planter box. But I do think we need to, you know, bring that to the people's attention. And then, you know, welcome people to our community. Just don't drive through. Stop.
Stop.
We got
shop. Enjoy the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the other thing about Stop and Shop, we have a Secretary of State kiosk in the Meyer, and I believe you can get plates and tabs. I don't know.
I used one of those last week at the Secretary of State's office in Port Huron, and I was surprised at how easy and fast it was.
Yes, yes. We do have one in the Meyer down
there
in Marysville.
Check it out, that big yellow machine. It works well. Mayor Pyden, always good to see you. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you, and we'll see you next month.
All right, we'll see you then, if not sooner.